What time?
9:07. For 7:07, we'll reconvene. Next item on the agenda is DPI request refund on deposit of water and wastewater for Carmen Meadows Development. Mr. Anderson, do you have any comments on that, or?
Sure, I can. However you wanna do it. Okay, so in your board.
Just a minute, make note that Mrs. Woody is recusing herself.
Did we want to tell Sarah and, what's her name?
Oh, thanks a lot.
Maxine, what we did on this?
Turn your mics on, please. Turn your mics on.
$300.
Ellie, turn your mics on.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, somewhere in here, I was just looking at it, and I'm looking for it again, but there's a request from, oh, here it is, from Mr. Pryor, representing his company, Diversified Product Limited, for a refund of any outstanding monies left of a total deposit of $11,000 he made back in 2007 to the Water District based upon a possible development project that he was pursuing at that time. If I recall correctly, it's right across the street here, Caddy Corner.
Broadway and Carmen.
Right.
Oh.
And under the, oh, sorry.
Just a moment, please. Mr. Pryor, at the last meeting here, everybody's temper got elevated. And as chair of the board, I kind of got elevated and stuff, and I want to apologize to you.
Okay, I accept your apology, thank you.
That's something I thought about, and that wasn't very professional for me. And I've been trying to maintain a certain amount of decorum and professionalism in these meetings, and I failed. So I apologize.
I accept your apology, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President. And he submitted a letter back in August, a few months ago, requesting a detailed itemized accounting and a refund of all the unused deposits. And under that request, Ellie has gone back and examined and put together a spreadsheet, a couple of different ones, looking at the deposits that Mr. Pryor made back in 2007, 2008, and also the amounts expended. Did I get that right? It was this one. And the reimbursement amounts that the district has notated on its spreadsheet for payments back relate, I believe, exclusively to time incurred by me, legal counsel, as well as Krieger and Stewart, the engineers, and looking at the plans and specifications that he submitted at that time for water service, as well as some legal issues. And if I recall correctly, his attorney contacted me several times about things related to will serve letters and the like. And so Ellie's put together that spreadsheet and calculated the amount of money that was expended versus the amount of money that was deposited. And she's provided in your board packet not only the spreadsheet, but some backup information about that, including the invoices. And in the latest spreadsheet, what she's included is not only the amount billed to Mr. Pryor on these various invoices, but also the total amount of the invoice. And so, for example, in any given month, if you look at one from Best Best and Krieger, we might have sent you a bill for $3,000 and it looks like November of 2007, but only $70 of that was attributable to Mr. Pryor, so that only the $70 was accounted on that, not obviously the rest of the bill, which would not have been appropriate. And obviously what the staff has not done on here, but is commonplace, but has not been included here, is many agencies would also charge for staff time, so they would say if they spent 20 hours working on this thing, they might charge the 20 hours back to someone who's working on a development project. But that has not been done in this case. The staff did not set forward the amount of time they spent working on this matter. That just was just a wash or something that the district ate. But she put all the consultant time and all the invoices that were received and the like, and the calculation here is that the $11,000 was fully used up, plus an additional $692.41 beyond that was incurred over that time. Just as a point of fact for the district, what this indicates is that the district spent more money than was received from Mr. Pryor, and on that basis, the recommendation is that the board deny Mr. Pryor's request for reimbursement for the simple fact that there is nothing left to reimburse because all the money was expended. I would add, as a secondary matter, just for your consideration, is that the request for reimbursement has come so late in the game that we're well beyond the four-year statute of limitations that would apply in something like this, and the board obviously can disregard that if it would like to, but we're talking about monies deposited in 2007 with the last really work on it, some years ago. There are a few entries in there on the General Journal for moving things around back in 2013, but it looks like the last real item of work that was done on this was back in 2008 or so, which is 8 years ago, which is more than the 4 years. And so based upon those two circumstances, but probably most importantly, that the deposit was simply all used up, and this is an arrangement that just about every public agency does when we have a private development, is if you don't have an arrangement with the developer who's coming in and to absorb these kind of costs and reimburse the district for its costs, well, then your ratepayers just eat all that cost. And so it's commonplace to have developers reimburse or put forward a deposit to offset these kind of expenses.
So are you going to give me this or send that to my office, the justification for this $11,000, Steve? That's what I want to see, your backup, notwithstanding the four-year statute as you claim.
The direction I get from the board, if the board directs and disapproves your claim and they direct me to send a letter to Mr. Pryor with all this information, we can certainly provide it. But it is in the board packet. There's public information sitting on the desk right there. It's all in there. That little blue folder right here, Mr. Pryor?
No, I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in a response from your office relative to my letter and the justification for your explanation here right now. That's what I want.
Well, just so we're clear.
I won't be the one to evaluate it. That'll be done by someone else. This letter came from my office, which purports to indicate that we left the $11,000 deposit. As you know, we had several conference calls over the phone, which included my lawyers and I believe yourself. We got absolutely nothing from this $11,000, so I would like to have an accounting of what you claim we got, both your services as well as Krieger and anybody else, staff or otherwise. You follow me?
Yeah, I do follow you, Mr. Pryor. Let me just make it clear to you so that we're clear on the deposit you made was with the district. The work that I did was for the district, and so everything needs to funnel through the district. Does that make sense to you? So if they direct me to provide invoices, then that's something that's in their possession and they'll respond to you. Does that make sense? This is all done through them, not
what
through my office.
What makes sense to me is that you requested the $11,000 deposit.
No.
The board that requested that. You requested in a conference call that we had over that period. So I'm looking for a response from you or the board. It doesn't matter. I'm not into the procedural aspect of this. I want the accounting. That's what I want.
And I believe that the deposit you made was with the board. It didn't. There was nothing paid to my office.
There was a request from you in a representation,
sure,
for Krieger and Stewart. I believe you have documentation of that we make this deposit.
I believe the board has a documentation. I think if the board wants to provide you with all that documentation, there's no reason that couldn't happen. It's all right there in the public record that was prepared for this meeting.
I'm not interested in a public record. I'm interested in the documentation that substantiates your claim that these $11,000 that I left here was exhausted for calls
I want to know what those causes are and the accounting that justifies that. That seems to be a pretty straightforward request.
Okay, Mr. Byrd.
I mean, the board and Mr. Link wasn't involved with these conversations.
But I am now the chair of the board, Mr. Pryor.
Excuse me for talking while you're interrupting, sir.
No, Mr. Pryor, you've already discussed this.
The board was not involved in that conversation, Stephen.
It doesn't matter whether I was on the board or not.
So I don't really care how we get to the...
Call to order, Mr. Pryor.
You're being very rude again, fella.
No, Mr. Pryor.
You will respect me. Do you understand that?
Mr. Pryor, please calm down.
I want an accounting, Steve. That's it. So either way you get it, or you make the request from them, or I don't really care. I want the accounting.
We're done with the conversation. Mr. Pryor, you are not going to control the meeting. Mr. Louie, my understanding is that receipts and copies of billing have been sent to his office and or lawyers in the past. Am I correct?
Based on the client privilege, the details of the legal bills were redacted.
I understand that. But he was like Krieger, from Krieger and Stewart, he was sent those kinds of invoices and things like that.
Yes.
But he was not sent detailed lawyer information.
I haven't received any correspondence.
They've been sent to your office. What your office does with them is not my problem. The thing is there's a statement that says...
I don't care what you say. You're
going to
give me a count or not, Stephen.
Can I have a motion?
Can I make a suggestion before you make that motion? So in a case like this where a claim has been made against the district, in the ordinary course, what we would do is the board would take its motion to either accept or deny the claim. In this instance, we're suggesting denying the claim. But in order to close the matter, we would also have, the board would also ordinarily authorize either the general manager or myself to send a written letter to Mr. Pryor, which we formally deny his claim in writing, usually signed by the general manager. And there's no reason not to attach the documentation that's been provided in the board packet as part of that. There's nothing.
Thank you.
There's nothing wrong with submitting that.
Do we have his legal counsel's address and information also?
His legal counsel?
Yes.
No, I don't know. I mean, the claim would just come directly, or the letter would just come directly from Mr. Louie to the Diversified Products address on here. And Mr. Pryor wanted to share that with somebody else, that would certainly be within his right to share it with whoever he wants to.
Long as I have the justification, as you just indicated, that the accounting of these monies.
Just let me clarify for the record so you don't get upset when you see the bills. I don't remember the exact numbers. Ellie will correct me, but most of that $11,000 or $12,000 or so, I think, was engineering costs. That was most of it. Mm-hmm. Is that fair to say, Ellie? She can look up real quick. And for the engineering bills, Mr. Pryor, we're going to give you the entire engineering bill. So you're going to see everything they did. With respect to the bills that are generated by my law firm, the thing that is written down on the piece of paper, on the invoice, as to what I am doing is considered attorney-client privilege information. So what you are going to get from us through the district, it's actually the district records, not mine, is a copy of our invoice redacting out the words that we wrote. So what did we do that day? What we exactly do that day is not something that we can just wave and show you. But what we have done is, for example, Ellie and I have gone through the bills, and just the example I gave you from November of whatever year that was, 2007, 2008, there was a bill for over $3,000 generated for the district, all the work we did for the district in that month. And of that $3,000, $70 was attributable to work that was done for the benefit of your project. And so that was the only thing you're charged for. But in terms of the narrative description of what we do, that's considered privileged information. I don't have authority to release that. It's not a privilege held by my law firm. We don't make the decision on whether to release that information.
So just so I'm clear then, Stephen, you're saying that I'll get the accounting on the engineering specifically of what they did. As for the legal aspect that was part of this accounting, I'll just get a bill from you for $70 or whatever it was that redacts what it was that you did.
But not the amount of time or the dollars. The amount of time and the dollars will be still on there because that's not privileged. The part that's privileged is the part where I said exactly what I was doing.
Well, our conversations that we had several of, with my attorney, my engineers, and so forth on the line, none of that was privileged, so I would assume that what you did had to relate to the discussions that we had over the phone. How is that attorney-client privilege?
The attorney-client privilege part is the part that I write down on the bill and send to my client. That's the privilege part.
Right, but not the aspect dealing with the...
No, all of it. Every single word that I write to my client is privileged.
So it's privileged to you here now. The court may see different. When I hand him an invoice from you that says the amount that has no justification for what this amount is for, that's fine. I'll take whatever you have, and then I'll work with that accordingly. And I appreciate you offering this means of quelling this dispute. But this is only the beginning. Now, when will I have that information, Mr. Anderson?
It's not up to Mr. Anderson.
I'm speaking to Mr. Anderson.
It's not. I don't work for you, Jack. I work for them.
He works for me.
I work for them. I can't do anything for you. I do what they direct me to do. That's my job.
Mr. Kraft.
Oh, yes.
Have you not seen the invoices?
No.
Yet? Okay, they've been in the past. I've gone over them thoroughly three or four times.
Do you have a copy for me now?
I have. If somebody can make me a copy of these, this is public information from the last board packet, and I've gone over the invoices that they've left out multiple times. And so we have here, and it's in this board packet up here, is these accounting sheets.
Are you saying that I can take this board packet with me? I'm just the messenger here.
Yeah.
Because at this point, it's at a different level. It's going beyond me.
At that point,
We need the justification in the accounting for the $11,000. Is this it?
I think there's a spreadsheet too, is there not?
I don't know if you can take the packet, but...
Can yeah, you can. Yes, you can.
That's where I just...
Is it this one?
Yeah, we went over this. This was in this one, the last one.
So you have something else for me to take? Is that it?
This is the spreadsheet that goes on the top of that that accounts for all of your submissions and all the deductions from that $11,000.
So where are your legal costs and your invoices? Is that part of this packet?
Yeah.
So then what I'll see then is an amount that's been allocated.
Look at the first page. This is an example. So this is the amount of dollars attributable...
These are the exact
same. To you, current fees related to that matter, which is your matter.
Because we didn't have it in the package.
And that was total amount. And then you can look at the next page to see the individual entries. On this date, I spent that amount of time on that matter. On that date, but I'm not allowed by my ethical rules, Jack, to tell you what I was doing.
Well, I appreciate what the ethical rules are, and I don't want you to be disbarred, Mr. Anderson. But clearly... if you are suggesting that this is an accounting of what you did, then it's got to have some relationship to what you were doing relative to our project, right? I mean, that's common sense. How can you give me an invoice for a dollar amount without having any explanation of what that was for? At least you can say relative to Carmen Meadows. we had several conversations over the phone, conference calls amongst all that were involved in it. And we discussed this matter. It was all about that subject. But there were certain specific issues that required me to leave an $11,000 deposit. I complied with that. And now you're suggesting that I don't get any explanation as to the accounting for these monies? I beg to differ with you.
Mr. Pryor?
Heavy on the Mr. Link.
You have the documentation you wanted in that paperwork right there? Yes or no?
I don't know if this is the documentation that I wanted, but I'm going to accept whatever you have that goes to the accounting of the $11,000.
Miss Ellie, would you please, when you get a chance next week, go over and double check all of that information along with Mr. Anderson and get it together and make sure that it's sent in a registered letter. Return receipt required. Okay? And I make a motion on that that be done and that we deny his claim.
I second.
I have a question.
Just a moment. Okay, we have a second.
Go ahead.
My comment would be, why are we denying the claim when all the money is gone?
He's on, we have to do...
Is it the claim on the redacted information on the...
No,
the claim is that he sent a letter that says, I want a refund, and our, the response is, we're sending a letter back saying there is no money to refund.
Okay.
Because it was all expended.
Okay, so that's what I know.
Did you have some other information, Sarah, that I don't have to?
No, I was just going to go over kind of some of that, and I think if you look through that, it's very self-explanatory.
So everything I have here is what you were going to give?
Yeah.
Okay, and this is all that I can expect from the board, is that right?
They're going to go over and make sure, and if there is, they'll send it to you. Registered letter, return receipt requested. I have a motion on the floor.
Where are you sending this, Mr. Link? Let me give you my business card.
You have it. This is the official documentation.
Would you mind, Jack, if we just responded to the letter that you sent us? Because that's got the letter.
That's fine.
We just want to be responsive to the letter, the official letter we got.
If it's on my letterhead,
it's on your letterhead.
The same.
It's on your letterhead. That's
and
what
you say I can expect that in the next week or so?
Week to 2 weeks.
You need to give her time to get to make sure that you've got everything.
This is your letter, correct? Diversified Product Limited, Inc. Independent Limited. I don't know what IND stands for.
LTD, Industries.
Industries. Uh-huh.
That's my letter.
That's your letter. So we'll respond to that, and if it's different, let's see if it's the same. That's a P.O. box.
Yeah,
we'll send it. Should we send it to the P.O. box
you
or to the...
You can send it to the P.O. box or you can send it to the address. Either
okay,
way.
Fair enough.
I make a motion to say I want to send it to the address because I want return receipt.
Oh, return receipt. Okay.
I'll tell you what you do. Send it to the P.O. box.
How about if we send it to both?
Okay, fine.
We'll do return receipt to the address, physical address, and we'll throw in the U.S. mail for the post office box. You can do a return receipt at the post office box too, actually.
Yeah, because they have to get pick it up.
Yeah, I'm sure you can. Last time I checked. So this is it that I can expect from you relative to this issue. For now.
Yeah, just recall, Jack, I'm not sending you anything. The district is sending you something. Remember, this is a dollar amount that you deposited with the district. And so this
is your request.
I have a motion on the floor.
At your request, Steve. So we will
my request, what, Mr. Parr, just so you're clear. I'm sorry, Mr. President. Okay, if I respond. The request for a deposit was not from Steve Anderson. It was from the rules and regulations of the Cabazon Water District. That's why you were requested to make the deposit, because the rules and regulations required it. I just conveyed that to you over the phone. I didn't ask you for a deposit to my law firm. It's pursuant to the rules.
Can I receive a copy of that rule, by the way? That requires
it's California Water Code. You can look it up online.
I'm not going to look anything up online, Link. He's being very uncooperative, but
no,
you want to
no, you've been told what's going to transpire,
I'm
and you keep arguing. We're done.
Creeper and Stewart.
Point of order.
And Best and Creeper, because you made the request.
It's done, Mr. Pryor.
And my lawyers will pursue it.
Mr. Pryor, you're done.
I think
you
know
your time is up, Mr. Pryor.
This is wholly insufficient. You're telling me that it
call
relates to a code in the water company's books, but you are refusing to state that code. I tell you what, just give me the code, Mr. Link. Do you have the code? I have somebody look it up.
You'll
what is the code?
You'll get it in the mail when you get the other information.
What is it? You're going to give that to me?
You'll get it in the mail when you get the other information.
I have a motion on the floor to deny Mr. Pryor's claim.
Okay, so I'm going to receive that in the mail also, according to Mr. Link.
Letter within 1 to 2 weeks sent to Mr. Pryor's address and P.O. Box. Made by Director Link, second by Director Israel. Director Bowie recused herself. She's absent. Director Israel?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
And Director Link?
Aye. Next item on the agenda.
Just so I'm clear, Mr. Link, you're going to send
sustainable
me
groundwater ask. You're done. Your time is done. We are to discuss it.
Just
your
so
time
I'm
is
clear,
done.
Mr. Link, you're
it's
going
done
to send me a copy of this rule and regulation that you're referring to, Mr. Anderson?
We are done. If you can't hear what you said earlier, we are done, Mr. Pryor.
I have a copy of every conversation that we had over the phone.
Mr. Pryor, we need to carry on this meeting. It is done.
I asked you a simple question, sir.
And we answered it already. It was answered. We're on to the next item on the agenda.
Is that yes, that you're going to send me a copy of the regulation relative to Cabazon Water District?
By Mr. Louie and Mr. Anderson.
Pardon? That's all I want to know, and I'm going to be out of here.
The next sustainable groundwater management is scheduled for October 27th at the reservation. As soon as Mr. Anderson returns, I'll have him inform the board on his part. But at this time, the only progress, and we're making forward progress with the MOU, the Memorandum of Understanding. We've all had our input, and Pater, who's also an attorney for Best Best and Krieger, he had not sent me the final draft yet.
Okay. So let's table that for a couple of minutes until Mr. Anderson can come back in. No public, do you have anything you'd like to say?
Okay. I have.
Is your agenda items, does anybody on the board have any items they'd like to have on the agenda?
We do need to talk about the Christmas thing. I have a flyer in the car, if I can run out and get it for you all.
Sure. Are you sure you want to do that?
I can say out there.
May I ask to bring something up to the board? Director Bowie and Director Israel both mentioned to me after the Finance and Audit Committee meetings earlier today that they would like to see about moving that Finance and Audit Committee meeting closer to the regular board meeting.
You mean time-wise?
Time-wise. Oh, so
that's fine.
I think they mentioned 5:30. Okay. I discussed it with Calvin, and I discussed it with our accountant, and nobody seems to have a problem with it, but we wanted the opinion of the
board. I don't necessarily think we need to have a vote on it. It's just a matter of changing the meeting time.
Do we have to, and this is why I got asked, do we have to agendize check signing, really?
Well, Mr. Anderson advised it's a precautionary.
Okay.
Is there ever, are you guys always going to be done within a half an hour? Has there ever been a meeting that goes longer than a half an hour?
Not really.
It lasts long enough for us to say Pledge of Allegiance, for me to say the time, the date, Pledge of Allegiance,
so
to go through the budget, the expenses, and then that's it, and then we sign checks.
Checks don't take a whole lot of time.
How about instead of 5 there, how about we make it for a 5?
Yeah, there you go. We'll just make it
that
for 5.
That gives her time to go suck on a cigarette afterwards.
The Finance and Audit Committee meetings usually run about 15 minutes, and then check signing afterwards is usually around.
Depending on how big the stack is.
So
that's why.
At 5.
Yeah, 5. You gotta have 60 minutes.
Yeah. That works for me.
So 60 minutes to both you and LA. That works.
I like that idea.
5 o'clock?
Okay.
That should make some of those meetings.
Yeah, and then that also makes it a little easier if something happens that somebody else can fill in if needed.
And does the board want this to be on the agenda next month, or is everyone nodding their head that they have no problem with it?
We have no problem with it.
Okay.
I don't think it needs to be.
The FAC meetings will now begin at 5.
Yes!
Or before the regular.
You guys are the ones who set the time in the first place.
Not me.
No, it's been the same old time.
It was set with the previous board.
It was set with Martin Sanderson.
Oh, okay.
That means no ration.
Because of his dog.
His dog.
His dog.
His dog is a diabetic who has to have shots.
I can die one shot to cure the diabetes.
He doesn't need that kind of shot.
Just one, two. No, I'd use a multiple infusion device.
Mm-hmm.
She can go to her car.
I'm going to my car.
Go to the bathroom.
Go get your paper, please. So let someone get out of here in the next 5 minutes.
Should I send her up to gavel?
No, you can't take cigarettes.
Better get back in here right now. We're almost done. I see the end, Maxie. Hurry up.
Well, that's what she's doing.
Please. Hold it up here, Max.
Well, I have a board comment.
Can't. You gotta wait till next week. I got a board comment, too.
But not a comment. Sorry, excuse me.
It's okay, where's...
Kev is on the board, causes members to start smoking.
I made my, I gave the board my update on the Sigma, which is basically we're still waiting for the final draft of the MOU.
Yeah, there's, should I add one more little thing, or are we done with that?
Israel.
No, we kind of like put it aside.
Oh, there's one more little thing. Can I tell them about the pass? I mean, the Mission Springs?
Oh, yeah. That's right, I forgot about that.
So the one little add-on that I guess what Calvin told you was that there's a whole group of agencies working on this, Banning Heights, and you heard about all that. Well, Mission Springs Water District has 1 square mile of their territory over here on the east side. And even though they're still part of this group, they decided about 2 weeks ago to go ahead and file the notice with DWR where they're going to be the exclusive agency over that 1 square mile. Even though we're trying to do this together in a group, they decided of their own accord that they want to do it by themselves. So what they basically said, well, we still want to be part of the group, but we also want to do it by themselves. And so we'll see what comes of that. The only other agency that has jurisdiction over that same square mile over there, and it's right by Fingal Point across the freeway, is the San Gregorio Pass Water Agency. And so the pass has the ability to overlap with them, and then they can duke it out for who's going to be the GSA over there. They've effectively carved out that 1 mile over there. I don't know why they bought it.
Now that spot is over by Urbina?
Yeah, it's Urbina. Mm-hmm. Have you seen the wells on the north side of the freeway? There's one there underneath the tree there, right up there, and then there's a street that goes up the hill, and there's a tank. So they have 2 wells over there.
They were talking about that last night.
Were they?
Yeah.
It was a little bit awkward because we're all supposed to be doing this together and holding hands, and all of a sudden they go out and do it by themselves. It's sort of.
Well, they mentioned that when we went to that meeting, mm-hmm. that's what they wanted to do, and they did it.
Jeff said, what is that guy's name?
Jeff Davis?
No, the other guy.
Oh, the guy at Mission Springs?
No.
Arden? No. Hayter?
Yeah.
Jeff? Hayter?
Yeah.
Hayter, yeah.
He said that at 4 o'clock last night that Mission Springs, their paperwork went through.
Yeah, so you submit your paperwork to the Department of Water Resources, and then once they say it's complete, so you gave them the whole package, then they put you on their website, and then there's a 90-day period where somebody else can come in and try to take the same ground. And the only 2 entities that are eligible is the PASS agency and the county, but the county's not going to file.
And Jeff brought it up to their board, and they're thinking about going ahead and joining arms.
Oh, okay. So they might overlap or try to figure it out, so... That's the update. We're making progress, so slowly but surely. I've started to go to the meetings now. I went to my first meeting, so we're starting to draft more stuff, and hopefully in the next few months we'll be done.
I was going to ask you about that too.
Hopefully it'll get done.
Okay. Next item was future agenda items. You wanted to bring up the candy for
that. I put last month about bringing up the Christmas, and then next week has the paperwork.
Here's the flyer.
Okay.
I gave it to Ellie. She can make a copy and put it in our packets for next month. If it's okay with everybody.
So you want it as an agenda item?
Yeah.
Do we need more than one board member to vote on that?
I think so.
Well, I guess there's two people. Already.
Yeah, because I funded it up last month, and then Maxine has the board.
So now you're going to leave it on the three of us to vote whether or not we're going to be Scrooge or not, huh? Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Okay.
Mr. Ball, humbug.
Management comments, any comments? Kelly. Smart. Board member comments?
How's the car going?
What's that?
Get the new car in?
Yes.
Yeah, but there's no lights on it yet.
Why?
I'll report out later.
It is really nice. Clay let me inside.
You like what?
It's really nice. Clay let me inside.
Cute little car.
It is. It's really cute. And he has the radio going too.
Yeah, he does need to get the lights and stuff on that because when he's doing the meters, like going down Bonita. That's a pretty dangerous area, even though there's only a couple there, but still.
Clay hasn't driven. It helps if you get.
Well, the water guy, Clay, wasn't driving it. The other guy was driving it. He was sitting in the passenger seat.
Oh, okay.
So they're rocking out.
Finance and audit is on Tuesday, November 15th at 5 p.m.
We have one comment.
Oh, yeah, it's at 5.
Well, it said board member comments.
I'm like, wait a minute.
And I said, okay.
Yeah, but that was like threatening. I didn't know.
No, I just I didn't have some idle hand. You know? What's that?
Okay, I have a, on the paperwork that we got, it says, district places a high priority on transparency, communicating with the residents and businesses in this community. We really, 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 I can't emphasize enough, need to get the word out about what's coming to this community. I mean, as board members, we need to talk to our neighbors and whoever will listen about what's coming, and they need to get into this boardroom. Because this affects them.
Mm-hmm.
What's coming?
Water rate increases.
It's coming. And as much as I want to say no, it's coming no matter what. So we need to let the public know so that they can prepare themselves.
Well, we also need to know it's either we do it this way or we lose all rights to our basement. And it's not going to happen.
That's what I said. We need to let them know.
One of the benefits of this report is supposedly it's supposed to kind of, and then once we get it, we're going to have to fine tune the language as a group to get
it. As a board, we need to really start letting the public know more than what we're doing. I mean, if it needs billboards, if it needs us pounding the pavement, we need to do something to let the public know.
You can't put it on the bill?
And that is my board comment.
In the bill, you've got that much room to write.
But you can say discussions about rate increase meaning a certain date.
We put the water rate workshop on there.
Steve, can I comment on that? Or? I think it'll be December. Elliot, correct me if I'm wrong, but the new bills that you approved several board meetings ago, I think it'll be to December for the November usage. And that'll be a letter size, an envelope, and we can place inserts in there. And in there I can put them, you know.
No, sorry, a correction. The new bill format should begin this October. We are printing the new bills on October 31st, so it will be in the letter format.
That proves my theory. Management is always the last to find out. Okay, but either way, we can put inserts in place of the bill and give them advance notice that, you know, water rate workshops.
Anything bills might be going up? No scary clowns on the October bill?
Please don't.
What is your shit?
Isn't that the November bill?
No,
Scared clown.
No scary clowns on the water.
No clowns, period. I am dead terrified.
I heard Target's not selling those anymore.
No.
They've had a sighting of two clowns right here in the park.
Really?
Was it last weekend? And then a couple nights ago over on Adele. The ones on Adele were carrying machetes.
The zombie apocalypse.
That ain't even funny. I've been driving around with my knife in my hand at night. Are you kidding me? I do not like my house.
You've seen your old clown costume. What are you
going to
do?
Run over. Yep.
Okay. Nice to meet you, Maxine.
We have no other discussion. I make a motion that we end the meeting.
Second.
Third.
Fourth.
7:46.
All those in favor?
Aye.